AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. No charges against a Chicago police officer in the shooting death of a black man in October 2014. Cook County State Attorney Anita Alvarez has released a grainy nighttime dashcam video showing Officer George Hernandez firing at 25-year-old Ronald Johnson, who was holding a loaded pistol as he ran away from police.
He was running towards a police vehicle containing two other responding officers and unknown members of the public inside that park. Furthermore, Johnson could have easily turned around and quickly fired at the officers pursuing him or even fired as he ran.
An assistant state attorney says Johnson ignored orders to stop and drop the gun. He had also been in a physical confrontation with one of the officers a short time before the shooting. Earlier today, Attorney General Loretta Lynch announced a federal investigation of the Chicago Police Department, less than 2 weeks after the release of another police shooting video in which an officer killed a 17-year-old.
The Department of Justice has opened an investigation into whether the Chicago Police Department has engaged in a pattern or practice of violations of the Constitution or federal law.
The investigation, separate from the existing federal investigation into last year's shooting death of Laquan McDonald, will look at patterns and practices inside the department. San Bernardino County government offices have reopened 5 days after the shootings that left 14 people dead, 21 others wounded. Trudy Raimundo, head of the county health department, says she and other survivors will remain strong.
We will get through this. Day by day, minute by minute, if we need to. But we will heal, we will rebuild, and we will be stronger when we get to that other side.
Investigators continue to look into what led to Tashfeen Malik and her husband Syed Farouk to attack his co-workers. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 157. This is AP Radio News. The top Republican on Capitol Hill says this Friday's deadline for an overall federal budget may not be met. Jerry Bodlander with more.
Congress beat one Friday deadline by approving a 5-year measure to upgrade the nation's transportation and transit systems. It faces another one this Friday when the government is set to run out of money. And Speaker Paul Ryan says lawmakers may not be able to strike a deal by then. He told the big AM 1380 in his hometown of Janesville, Wisconsin, that more time might be needed to deal with a number of issues. That means lawmakers would likely pass a short-term spending bill to buy some more time and avoid a shutdown. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Police say a Georgia woman has been arrested for placing a Craigslist ad. The ad told mothers they could drop off unwanted babies at her home because she wanted one for her 14-year-old daughter. The daughter also faces juvenile charges. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.